أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وللرجال عليهن درجة والله عزيز حكيم. We continue discussing verse number 228. And yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the iddah, the waiting period for a woman who was issued a divorce. Allah spoke about the impermissibility for her to conceal the child which Allah has created within her womb. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the husband has the full right and is entitled to revoke the divorce and take the wife back during her iddah period. Then Allah says, وَلَهُنَّ and for the wives, for them, مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ they, that is the wives, they have similar rights to the rights that they owe their husbands. بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Allah says, fulfill their rights justly, kindly. Few things that we can take note of from here. Firstly, Allah says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ so they have similar rights to the rights that a man has over the woman. This is a very powerful verse. A verse that came and instituted women's rights, not only in Islam, but in the world. Islam was that system of life which introduced the rights of women. And we see that Allah speaks of their rights. وَلَهُنَّ هُنَّ Allah speaks of their rights before He speaks about the rights of the husband that He has over the man, which shows the importance that should be attached to their rights, and that a husband, the man, he should forgo his rights. He should forgo. If it comes to a point where he has to, for the marriage to work, and for the marriage to succeed, he has to forgo his rights. Allah says, Allah explains, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً You as a man, Allah says, yes, they have equal rights, like the rights that you have over them, but the men, they have one degree, they are one degree above the woman, one step above the woman, in terms of authority, in terms of running the home, in terms of maintaining. Allah says the men, ultimately they are in charge of the women. They hold that position of authority over the woman. That is there. Mufassirin and scholars explain that because Allah has given the man this degree of precedence over the woman, more so he should now be able to exercise forbearance in the marriage. Because Allah has given him a degree higher than her, so her shortcomings he must be able to persevere. Allah has given him a degree over her, so he should be concerned of fulfilling her rights more than the rights that are owed unto him. Allah says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Your women have similar rights to the rights that you have over them. And Allah says, بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Fulfill those rights kindly and justly. Don't keep on reminding her of what you have done for her. This is what I have done for you. This is what I have provided for you. Bil ma'roof. Do it. Because Allah has given you a certain degree of authority over her. You owe it to her. Do it for her. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. To the extent that we should fulfill the rights of the women and our wives, he says that just as you would like your wife to dress up for you and to look good for you, and to be presentable before you. Similarly, because of this verse, similarly, it is her right that you should also look good for her. You should also dress up for her. You should also be presentable before her. To that extent, should you consider her rights that she has over you. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but of course the men, they enjoy a degree of precedence, a degree of authority over the women. Wallahu Azizun Hakim. Allah is the Almighty and Allah is the All-Wise. May Allah grant us the understanding.